the count. Marusevic drew a walk back in the first inning. That's his only plate appearance so far. Lefty-righty matchup on the way from Marhefke, and a check swing, and did he go? No, he didn't. Called for a ball, 1-1 the count. That was close to being a swing, but Marhefke able to hold back on it. Sorry, Arusevic. Marhefke's on the mound. 1-1 the count to Arusevic. Pitch on the way home, grounded towards first. Picked up off a couple of hops, and now stepping on the bag is Helton for out number two. Goes three unassisted there, and Madden Akko now into the batter's box with two away, and the base is empty in the bottom of the third. Rafters down two runs. They've been out hit 8-3 by the Rockers, but still just a two-run game. It usually feels like the opposite way. The Rafters have usually out hit opponents this year and been down on the scoreboard. Today it's been the opposite. First pitch to Akko misses inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. This game number two of the doubleheader. Earlier today, the Rafters dropped game number one, final score 12-8. And the 1-0 count misses away for ball number two. It was a game that was picked up in the bottom of the third inning, where the Rafters were already down 5-0 as it was suspended late last night. 1-0 the count. In there for strike number one. Now 2-1 the count. They also had a doubleheader on Wednesday, although that one, a normally scheduled doubleheader. This one was a rain scheduled doubleheader. 2-1 the count. Misses outside. Now 3-1. Akko 1-for-1 in the game here tonight. But you go back to last game and ended up going 1-for-4 with a hit by pitch. 3-1 count is outside for ball number four. And Akko on for the second time this game. And well, tonight specifically has been a lot better to Madden Akko. He didn't get a hit in his plate appearance back in the game last night. Today specifically, he's now 2-for-4 as he's been hit by a pitch and drawn a walk. So he's reached four of his six plate appearances today. First pitch now to Hayden Carlson. Misses outside for ball number one. Madden Akko on first base. Two outs in the bottom of the third, 3-1, the Rockers lead. All three of their runs came in the second inning, the one run for the Rafters in the bottom of the first on an RBI single from Madden Akko, who currently stands on first base. 1-0 the count is called for a strike as it makes it 1-1. Carlson, right-handed hitting shortstop, and this continues to look good for the Rafters. In the game earlier today, went 2-for-4 and swings and misses at this pitch to bring it 1-2, and earlier in this game, flew out to right field on a well-hit ball, but did so on seven pitches. So looking to stay strong at the plate, 1-2 count still, righty-righty matchup. Pitch on the way from Marhefke, and once again fouled off by Carlson, as that one actually hits the light post. That looks like it shattered one of the lights. Kind of bounced off the light pole and then up and smashed one of the light bulbs. That's pretty crazy. Still a 1-2 count, though. Carlson's got to stay strong here. Pitch on the way home, and he holds off as it's called high for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Eric Harper is on deck if it gets to him. But Carlson going to try and keep this inning alive at the very least. He represents the tying run for the Rafters in the bottom of the third. Pitch on the way. It's a swing and a miss on a breaking ball for strike number three, and he is retired for the second time this game. So the Rafters, no runs, no hits, no errors, one on left on base, and we head to the top of the fourth here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
When it comes comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
The day is here, the one you've planned and pictured in your mind 100 times. Guests arrive, soft music plays, and everything is falling into place. Today, you marry your best friend. At Distinctly Yours Wedding and Events, your celebration is designed to feel like you. Personal, thoughtful, and full of joy. Marsha and her team are with you every step of the way, making sure everything flows seamlessly so you can be present and take it all in. Because your wedding should be distinctly yours, down to the very last detail.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Well, it's now the top of the fourth inning here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Tyler Pacetti back out to work for the Rafters, and first pitch on the way to Braden Buchanan. Misses inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Buchanan, right-handed hitting catcher, takes the next pitch in the dirt for ball number two. 2-0 the count, and Tyler Pacetti, through three innings, he's had a pair of shutout frames. The first one was a 3-up, 3-down first inning, as the 2-0 count is fouled away to bring it 2-1. Third inning was also shutout, although he did allow a pair of singles. So going to try and limit base runners here. He's allowed 8 hits in the game, but only the 3 runs. 2-1 the count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number 2. Now 2-2 the count. Entered the fourth inning with 57 pitches, and not sure what his pitch count's going to be at today, but he's able to go efficiently through this inning. There's a chance he's back out for the fifth. But a 2-1 count is hit high in the air towards left field on the run back to the warning track. It is caught in left field by Jake Beauchesne for out number one. That was a pretty well-hit ball and kept carrying back out there, but I talked about it earlier, the rain and the wind pushing a little bit. Well, the wind is pushing in. The rain is kind of pushing the ball down and keeps it from getting out of here. So now Caleb Daniel up to the plate. And Daniel, the left-handed hitting center fielder, 1-for-2 in the game. He singled in the second and struck out looking in the first. First pitch to him is in there, called for strike number one. 0-1 the count, and Tyler Pacetti looking pretty good. He's allowed just 2 of the last 8 base runners to reach, as the 0-1 count is also called for a strike. Now 0-2. Pitch on the way home is fouled off, and Daniel stays alive. The left-handed hitter is really feeling himself. 6 home runs through the early part of the season for him, in batting 345. Man, he's been incredible. 0-2 count is hit out towards left field, running up on it, Beauchesne, and he dives and keeps it in front of him. Now he throws over to second, and oh my goodness, what a throw, but didn't matter. There was no runner going over there. And well, keeps Caleb Daniel on first base at the very least. David, I mean, that was crazy. Jake Beauchesne dove for it, didn't make the catch out of the air. Instead, he caught it on it, bouncing back up into his glove, and then immediately gets back up and fires into second base. Runner on first with one away in the top of the fourth. 3-1 the Rockers lead, and David Bayania fouls the first one off to bring it 0-1. Bayania, the right-handed hitting second baseman, he's 0-for-2 in the game. Struck out swinging in the second inning and grounded out 6-3 in the first. 0-1 the count. This one's hit out towards left field to Beauchesne, and he won't even dive for this one as that gets down in front of him. Back-to-back singles for the Rockers, and it brings up Aiden Cooney with runners on first and second and one away in the top of the fourth. 3-1, the lead for Green Bay. Daniel is on second. Bayania is on first. Cooney, the left-handed hitting third baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. 10 hits in the game for the Rockers, but just the 3 runs. First pitch on the way, misses low for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and the Rockers have left 5 runners on base this game. They left them loaded in the second, left 2 on last inning. The Rafters have also left 5 on, though, as that pitch misses inside, and it hits Cooney, and he will hop on down to first base, but it was a breaking ball there, not a fastball, and looked like it just bounced off the side of the cleat. Hopefully it didn't hurt too much, and Cooney on to first base. Bayania is over to second, and Daniel is over to third. So the bases are loaded, and with that, there will be a mound visit as Mike Spears, the pitching coach for the Rafters, goes out and has a chat with Pichetti. Second mound visit of the game for Pichetti, and had one earlier in that second inning when he had allowed the 5 straight hits. He turned things around then, and hope to turn things around now. A ground ball could get an inning-ending double play, and that's what you're hoping for. Pichetti trying to go through 4, allowing just the 3 runs. His pitch count up to 70 on the game. So he's got to be getting near the end of his leash, and Spears talking with him, doing a temperature check to see how he feels. And Pichetti, the righty on the mound, going to try and go through this as the Rafters are trying to make a comeback. It's only a 2-run game in the top of the 4th. This one only a 7-inning game, too, so we're about halfway there. Pichetti trying to get us to that point. Now looks like he's ready to go. On first base, it's Cooney. On second, Bayania. On third, Daniel. 1 out in the top of the 4th. 3-1, the Rockers lead. The lefty at the plate, Stefan DiCorrado, and he takes the first pitch away for ball number 1. DiCorrado 1-for-2 on the game. He singled in the second inning and grounded out 4-3 in the third. 1-0 the count. Pitch on the way home. Again, misses outside. Snap throw back to third, and it's blocked and gets into left field. Oh, no. Here comes a run home, and that makes it a 4-1 Rockers lead here in the 4th. E1 on the play, and it sends Cooney to second, Bayania to third, and Daniel comes home to score. Runners on second and third and only 1 out, so not only did the run come home to score, but it takes away the chance at a double play. 2-0 the count now to DiCorrado, and the pitch on the way home misses in the dirt for ball number 3. 3-0 the count. And DiCorrado would be more than okay with a walk here, even though there is a free base at first. Just trying to keep this inning rolling along, and a 3-0 count. Pichetti gets ready to go. Pitch on the way home, swing and a miss for strike number 1. And it's a good pitch, but a surprising 3-0 swing. However, he's the cleanup batter for a reason. And DiCorrado, only a couple of games played, he's batting .533. 3-1 the count, and Pichetti trying to work through it. Brings the pitch home, and DiCorrado fouls it away. Now a full count, so Pichetti able to work back into this count. It's full. 6th pitch of the plate appearance coming up next. Lefty-righty matchup with Pichetti on the mound. And Pichetti looking home and taking his time up there, getting DiCorrado in his head. 3-2 count, swing and a miss. It's in the dirt for strike number 3, and he throws it away, trying to get it down to first base. He had dropped strike 3, and running off to first, Barajas couldn't make the throw. Sends it into right field, and that brings a run home to score. It's a strikeout of DiCorrado, and with that, Pichetti will come out of the game. Oh, no. Oh, no. E2 on the play. Second error of the inning from Barajas. And with that, Pacetti comes out of the game. Really tough one there, and now it brings up Eli Selga, but with that, a pitching change. So we will head to a quick break, and when we come back, more Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Weddings are an exciting time, but they can be a lot of work and stress too. Let Belinda with the Bride's Secretary custom design your wedding invitations that will make a statement and provide secretarial services that will reduce your stress. Custom invitations and stationery for weddings or any special occasion. You don't just need stationery, you need a secretary.
For more information, call Belinda at 715-340-2999 or visit thebridesecretary.com.
Mornings on WFHR.
A crash that covered an interstate in boxes of mozzarella cheese.
Oh, no.
Oh.
So this is one of those things that if it happened in front of me, God help me that there's a rational, smart adult next to me that tells
me, James,
you leave that where it is. You leave that where that is, James. It's free mozzarella. I immediately turn into my father.
Mozzarella gate.
Weekdays from 9 to 11 on WFHR.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, now it's the top of the fourth, but a 5-1 Rockers lead after a couple of errors have sent home a run to make it 5-1. And in the top of the fourth, the Rafters' Tyler Pacetti had to come out of the game, and his night is over, but the line not final as Ashton Poole comes into the game. Righty to righty, as Poole is also a right-handed pitcher, and Poole has struggled a little bit this year and hoping to find consistency as he goes up against Eli Selga. A left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way is roped up the middle and gets into center field. Here's one run, and staying at third base is Stefan DiCorrado. And so it ends up going down as a single for Selga. It's his third hit of the game and an RBI for him. He's now got three RBIs as DiCorrado goes over to third and Cooney comes home to score. Brings up Zage Lancaster with runners on the corners and one away in the top of the fourth. And looking at Poole's numbers entering this game, Ashton Poole, his last time out for the Rafters, didn't really go his way. Went 1 2/3 innings, allowed two runs as that pitch misses high for ball number one. A 1-0 count. Poole allowed three hits, but didn't walk anyone his last time, back 2 days ago in game number two against Fond du Lac. 1-0 the count with runners on first and third. Pitch on the way home to Lancaster, goes behind him and misses all the way to the backstop. Here comes another run home to score, and a wild pitch sends Selga to second base as well, and everything unraveling right now for the Rafters. 2-0 the count to Lancaster. It's now a 7-1 lead for Green Bay. And that does finish up Tyler Pacetti's line. As he goes 3 1/3 innings, allows 7 runs. Only 4 of them were earned on 10 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts. 2-0 the count to Lancaster now. Runner on second base with 1 away, and that pitch misses low for ball number 3. 3-0 the count. And Lancaster, the right-handed hitting shortstop, righty-righty matchup with Poole. The 3-0 as Poole looks back to second, brings it home, and that one is high for ball number 4. Back-to-back base runners have reached for the Rockers against Poole. And, well, really, the last six have all reached, although one of them was a strikeout that he reached first on, an error. So Caden Sheffield up at the plate, right-handed hitting left fielder, up for the third time this game. He's already 2-for-2. He's got runners on first and second and one away. Pitch on the way home. It misses in the dirt for ball number one. Well, at the very least, we can at least have fun with the halfway to Halloween theme. So maybe, just maybe, you'll get me doing an impression, a little bit of a voice acting on the radio side. Rafters down 7-1 here in the top of the fourth, but I'll keep you on your toes for that one. 1-0 the count on the way home. It's hit high in the air out towards right field. Moonshot in the air, but won't get out of the yard as it's caught by Kobayashi. He'll throw it in, and the runner from second advances. That's the second out here in the fourth inning. So Caden Sheffield, F9 for the first time he's been retired this game. And it brings up McLean Helton with two outs and runners on the corners in the top of the fourth. 7-1 Green Bay. And McLean, the left-handed hitting first baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Helton is 1-for-2 in the game. Runner taking off from first. Breaking ball hits the outside edge. Called for a strike. No throw down. And it's an 0-1 count to Helton. Stolen base for his age Lancaster. And Green Bay continues to steal bases left, right, and center against the Rafters. They've stolen so many bases today. 0-1 the count. And Poole brings the leg up, fires home. It's a grounder and takes an odd hop, but Harper able to keep it in his glove and throws it over to first. 4-3 on the putout. Nice play defensively by Eric Harper. But in the fourth inning, four runs come across on the three hits. There were two errors, and the Rockers left two on base. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It's 7-1 Rockers on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Well, into the bottom of the fourth, and even though Tyler Pacetti tried his best, couldn't quite get out of that inning unscathed. He has only allowed 3 earned runs in this game, but 4 unearned runs, a couple of errors for the Rafters, as they've got 2 in the game now. And defensively, it's been a struggle for the Rafters this season, leading to a couple of their losses. And trying to break out of the 8-game losing streak, they are taking on the Green Bay Rockers for game number 2, and this one is sent in the air to left field off the bat of the leadoff man Eric Harper, but it's caught on the line drive for out number 1. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Rafters down 7-1 here on Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR. Thanks for joining us. We're going to try and keep things interesting for you guys, and since it's halfway to Halloween, I feel like I've got to dress up not just my costume, but my voice, as this one has popped in the air towards the left side of the middle infield and towards the shortstop. It is caught for out number two. Two pitches, two outs. Well, man, apparently Steve Marhefke doesn't want me to, because he's gone two pitches and two outs. So Royce Clayton Jr., who's stepping into the batter's box, you've got one rule. Don't swing at this first pitch. You don't want a three-pitch inning. Now on the way, Clayton will take it all the way. It's high for ball number one, 1-0 the count. So there you go. Now you got it. And well, we'll hold off the impression until next inning. 1-0 the count. On the outside edge, it's called for strike number one. Halfway to Halloween, and the Rafters in their blackout jerseys. The Rockers, they've still got the royal blue jerseys on with the red lettering and the gray pants. Blue caps, 1-1 count, is sent high in the air down the left field line. Could be fair, could be foul, and over the wall, but it is foul. Oh, man. That hurts, because Clayton's still looking for that first home run. He put a charge into that one, but couldn't keep it straight. Now a 1-2 count, with the bases still empty and two away here in the bottom of the fourth. 1-2 the count, as the pitch comes from Marhefke. It's outside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Clayton flew out to center field back in the second inning. So he's 0-1 in the game. And now the 2-2 count on the way home. It's a swing and a miss for strike number three. And that takes care of Clayton. Three up, three down in the fourth inning for Steve Marhefke, who's only looked better as the game has continued. In the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Top of the fifth comes up next here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party NV Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello, folks, and welcome in to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas, and, well, in honor of halfway to Halloween, I am indeed doing an impression for you guys, and just got to keep the game upbeat. It's 7-1, the Rockers lead in the top of the fifth inning, and the Rafters turning back to Ashton Poole on the mound, and Poole, the right-handed pitcher, he's taking on the new batter at the plate to lead off the fifth inning. It's Braden Buchanan. And Buchanan, the right-handed hitting catcher, here on halfway to Halloween. The Rockers did not dress up. They did not get the memo. And a righty-righty matchup. First pitch on the way from Poole, misses inside on the breaking ball. 1-0 the count. Buchanan, the right-handed hitting catcher, from Baylor University, batting just .222 this season. 1-0 the count on the way home. It's hit out well towards right center field. On the run, Kobayashi. It will bounce off the wall, and it'll be picked up by the center fielder. Throw coming in from Clayton. It's cut off, but a leadoff double from Braden Buchanan. Well, that's not the way that Poole wanted this inning to start off. And it brings up Caleb Daniel with nobody out. in the top of the fifth. Mana in scoring position, and Buchanan, that his first hit of the game. He's now 1-for-3 after doubling. A couple of flyouts, and he feels good to finally have one land down. Caleb Daniel at the plate, the left-handed hitting center fielder. He is 2-for-3 in the game. Runner on second is Buchanan, and getting a little bit of a lead off, and it seems like a broken bat as it's a flare towards deep center field. Running up on it, Clayton, and he makes the catch this time for out number one. Brings up David Bionier to the plate with one away and the runner on second. Still 7-1, the Rockers lead, and David Bionier stepping into the batter's box, the right-handed hitting second baseman. And well, I am doing a bit of a British accent here on WFHR, and Royce Clayton Jr. has had a couple balls hit his way. Well, his mother actually ran Olympic track for Great Britain. A little bit of a connection there as the first pitch to Bionier is on the outside edge for strike number one. An 0-1 count. Runner still on second base is Buchanan. And Bionier 1-for-3 in the game. From Central Arizona College, runner taking off from second. It's a swing and a miss. Throw on down to third, and they got him. Oh, yeah. What a throw from Junior Barajas, who makes it right after a couple of errors in the fourth inning. He gets Braden Buchanan caught stealing. And a strike to Bionier from Ashton Poole. It's an 0-2 count with two away. The base is empty in the top of the fifth inning. Poole trying to go through a three-up, three-down fifth. He needs one more strike. Pitch on the way home. It is high for ball number one. 1-2 the count. And Bionier, his one hit came back in the fourth inning. Last frame, he had a single and then eventually came around to score. 1-2 the count. Pitch from Poole. Bionier swings and it's a foul tip but not able to be caught by Barajas as it drops to the ground. Bionier, he struck out swinging in the second and he grounded out 6-3 in the first. Still a 1-2 count. Fifth pitch of the plate appearance coming up for Bionier. Poole trying to make the most of it. And the pitch on the way, it's swung on and sent over to third base. Picked up, double clutch, throw to first, and they got him. Oh yeah, 5-3 on the put out, and well, a three up, three down inning. Maybe I should do this British accent a little more often. Well, I guess we'll wait and see. Bottom of the fifth comes up next here on halfway to Halloween night at Witter Field. It's 7-1, the Rockers lead. When we return, the Rafters will try and get the offense rolling here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
And, well, thanks for joining us here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rafters got to start that offense rolling along as, well, I'll return back to my normal voice here on WFHR. It was fun while it lasted, but halfway to Halloween. I do have still the suit on as I acted very professional there and also put on a bit of a voice. It's fun to dress up once in a while and hope that you guys are having fun at home. And the first pitch here to Jake Beauchesne is sent out to left field, but on the run, it is caught by Caden Sheffield at the warning track for out number one in the fifth inning. And Steve Marhefke looking to be in line for the win. He's gone 4 1/3 innings now. Just needs two more outs to be in line for the win. And well, his pitch count at 71 now. He has been really good over these past couple of innings, too. And if he's able to go efficiently in the fifth, maybe he's back out for the sixth. Junior Barajas, though, up at the plate, the left-handed hitting catcher. First pitch to him is low for ball number one. 1-0 the count. And Barajas, 0-2 in the game. And well, he had two home runs in the game earlier today. Pitch to him is grounded foul down the first base line, so a 1-1 count. Entered this game batting 341 with a 1038 OPS. 15 RBIs on the season has been incredible. 1-1 the count on the way home, and it's fouled once again. 1-2, and Barajas 0-2 to start this one, but he flew out to right field in the second inning, and I tell you what, that thing was a few feet away from being his third home run of the day. 1-2 the count, and Marhefke looking to bring the pitch home, and the 1-2 count is fouled off as it remains 1-2. So Junior Barajas staying alive at the plate. And Barajas, prior to that flyout, he also did pop out to third base back in the first inning. Now fighting to stay alive. 1-2 count on the way home. It's taken low for ball number two. 2-2 the count. And funny statistic for you, Junior Barajas, his 6 home runs in just the second half. This is game number 11 of the second half, by the way. Sorry, this is game number 12 of the second half. 2-2 the count on the way to Barajas is hit out towards left field, and straight away there, it'll be caught by Sheffield for out number two. Well, to finish up that thought, Barajas, in just these 12 games of the second half, he is now tied for the season lead. Not just second half, the season lead in home runs in the Great Lakes West. That includes some full season guys who haven't even hit 7. Barajas has done it in 12 games. I mean, he's been incredible this year, and hoping to keep that rolling. Landon Gaz up at the plate. Gaz, the right-handed hitting DH. It's a righty-righty matchup. First pitch fouled back to make it 0-1. Marhefke, one out away from being in line for the win. Only a 7-inning game here, and the Rafters trying desperately to stay in it. They need some runs, and the right-hander Landon Gaz can give them one if he gets a good hit on a ball. He's shown it off already. He has a home run on the season as that pitch misses away. Ball number one, a 1-1 count. Barajas does, of course, lead the team in home runs, but this second half team has hit a lot more, it feels like, than that first half team. 1-1 the count. It's taken low for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Gaz, part of that, he had his first home run back in game number 46. 2-1 the count to Gaz, the DH. Pitch on the way from Marhefke, and Gaz swings and misses. It's now 2-2. Kareem Arusovic is on deck if it gets there, but the Rafters have to see Gaz get on base in order for that to happen. 2-2 the count on the way home. Marhefke fires, and Gaz grounds it foul down the third baseline and towards the third base camera. So still a 2-2 count. And Marhefke up to 82 pitches on the game. Pitch on the way home is hit out towards left center field. That gets down for a hit. And so Landon Gaz picks up a single here in the fifth inning. Two out single, and trying to get this Rafters offense jump started. Man, they've been out hit 12-4 now in the game. And And the fourth hit there coming from Landon Gaz. Down six runs. It's 7-1 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Marhefke pitches and gets a check swing, but doesn't go around. It's outside for ball number one. 1-0 the count to Arusevic. Left-handed hitting first baseman. Lefty-righty matchup with Marhefke on the mound. 1-0 the count coming home. It is low for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Arusevic, 0-1 in the game. He grounded out to first base back in the third inning. Drew a walk in the first. 2-0 the count is hit high in the air towards right center field. Fly ball on the run back out. The center fielder, he's at the wall and makes the catch, slamming into it for out number three. Nice play there from Caleb Daniel to go through the contact. Maybe would have gotten a defenseless receiver call if this were football, but instead that ends the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We head to the sixth, and it is 7-1 Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, Aiden Cooney going to be leading off the top of the sixth inning for Green Bay, and now on the mound for the Rafters, a new pitcher. Actually, sorry, it is not. Still on the mound, Ashton Poole. And you know, recently he changed up his facial hair, and now he's gone back to the old stuff. I'm still trying to get used to it. And, well, the first pitch inside for ball number one. And sometimes, you know, I was talking with Manny Silva earlier. Sometimes players, and not just them, but even coaches, will switch up their facial hair to try and stop a streak as that pitch misses away for ball number two, a 2-0 count. And not sure if that's exactly what Ashton Poole did, but that was certainly what Silva did. Manny Silva, the Rafters bullpen coach, 2-0 count on the way home. It's fouled back to make it 2-1. And Silva had been working with a mustache basically the entire season, but hit a pretty bad loss and decided, you know what? We're going to switch it up here. Decided to go clean shaven, actually on the same exact day that I did. 2-1 count to Cooney, and the pitch on the way home is taken low for ball number three. 3-1 the count. Now, I had just decided to change it up because I wanted to, and also I didn't really like my previous facial hair. Now, Silva, he said, I wanted to switch things up. I wanted to get a little bit of luck on our side. Now, baseball players are very superstitious as this one is fouled back. 3-2 count. Now, I wouldn't consider myself superstitious, but I am a little suspicious. As the 3-2 count to Cooney, we'll try and get him onto base. 7-1, the Rockers lead. Leadoff man at the plate in the top of the sixth. Taken outside. It's ball number four. No, strike number three. Got Cooney in the books. And a late call there by the home plate umpire, but gets him down going looking. And it brings up Stefan DiCorrado with nobody on and one out in the top of the sixth. And Ashton Poole has been looking better and better as of late. He has retired now five of his last six batters faced. The only one that he didn't was a double and ended up getting him out on the caught stealing at third base. So one away, and DiCorrado, the left-handed hitter from Dartmouth, takes that pitch outside for ball number one. DiCorrado 1-for-3 in the game. He singled all the way back in the second. His last time up was an odd one. He struck out swinging in the fourth inning, but he reached first and then second on the error from Barajas. 1-0 the count, misses away. It's now 2-0. Prior to the fourth inning, in the third inning, it was a 4-3 ground out. And then, of course, he had the single in the second. He scored two runs this game. 2-0 the count. And Poole brings the pitch home. It is in there, called for a strike. 2-1 the count now. And on deck, Eli Selga. He is due up this inning. DiCorrado looking to stay hot, but only 1-for-3 in this game. That's actually below his season average. 2-1 the count on the way home. It's fouled back and towards the Rafters dugout, kicked back by Ziggy. And now a 2-2 count. You know, I mentioned Ziggy so many times, and for those of you who don't remember, and I, you know, sometimes I forget, but Ziggy's still in his first year coaching for the Rafters as the field manager specifically, not coaching overall. He's been here returning to the Rafters, but this is first year as the field manager, as that one is taken outside for ball number three. 3-2 the count. Rain still coming down here at Witter Field. 3-2 the count to DiCorrado. Ashton Poole, the right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Rafters. Lefty-righty matchup with DiCorrado. Pitch on the way. It's grounded to the right side of the infield. Picked up by Harper. He'll flip it over to first and got him for out number two. 4-3 on the putout, and that's two up, two down in the top of the sixth. Brings up Eli Selga to the plate with the bases empty and two away. 7-1, the Rockers lead, and Selga 3-for-3 in the game. He's got a home run and two singles. His last hit in the fourth inning was an RBI single. Stranded at third, though. He was stranded at second in the third inning. And in the second inning, he had a two-run home run over that right field wall. Trying to keep the momentum. First pitch from Poole is sent in the air down the right field line, and it will be caught in right field by Hiroto Kobayashi for out number three. So that one was pretty well hit, but not well hit enough. Three up, three down in the sixth for Ashton Poole. Once again, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and we head to the bottom of the sixth as it is 7-1 Rockers here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hey Rafters fans, don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, uh-oh, guys. We welcome you back to Rafters Baseball on WFHR. It was not the news we wanted to be coming in on. The mound is a little bit damp out there, to say the least, and considered unplayable at the moment. They're adding quick dry to it to make sure that it's ready to go. There was a new pitcher coming into the game for the Rockers, as the man on the mound, Gavin Brummond, would be coming into the game. However, the game currently in a bit of a delay as we hold off for these two teams to make sure that the mound is playable. Rafters general manager Ken Day out there and making sure that it gets scraped up and ready to go. The umpires watching to see if it can get cleaned up to return to play. Raining out here in Wisconsin Rapids, and so we're holding off for a little bit of time as these two teams get ready. But Brummond coming in for Steve Marhefke, and Marhefke had a great appearance for the Rockers once again. He ends up going five innings, allowing one run. It was earned on four hits, three walks, and four strikeouts. He did not hit any batters with pitches, no balks, and along with that, did not have a wild pitch. And he ended up facing 22 batters, and those 22 batters faced was on 85 pitches, and well, hold up 1 second. The players are coming off of the field. And Ziggy and Mike Spears over there on the third baseline, the Rafters coaches, are saying, what the heck? What's going on right now? And Gavin Brummond out there checking, and the umpires have cleared the field. Green Bay is now off of the field. And so with that, looks like the field has been deemed not able to be played on. Gavin Brummond was out there on the mound, and with that, a delay coming here in Wisconsin Rapids, and there is rain coming down a little bit harder now than there was before. No tarp call, as the tarp still remains on the side, and well, if the field is deemed unplayable at this point in time, you might have to let it dry out before you put the tarp on, so we'll see if the tarp ends up coming out or not, or if they just end up letting it sit here. That's kind of the question. The umpire stepping off of the field, which means that we are officially in a delay, and that means that we will have to wait for a return to play. So, no official word on the return to play, and the Rafters and Rockers are officially in a delay due to the rain and unplayable field conditions, which means that I'll have to sit back and wait here in my green face paint as a zombie on, it's halfway to Halloween night, which makes it fun. And everyone in the crowd having a good time, thankfully. And, well, unfortunately, this game is in a delay. So once we get a new vote of official word on what happens, I will, of course, come back. But until then, we are going to go ahead and return to regularly scheduled programming. And Matt and Akko, funnily enough, during the break, he's actually stepping into the batter's box with no pitcher. Pretends like he just took the pitch for ball number one. Oh, man, that's a lot of fun, as Akko was supposed to lead off the sixth inning. He thinks it's good enough to play on. I mean, he's in the batter's box. You know what? We're going to have some fun. We're going to call this 1-0 count. Oh, man, he just got rung up on strike number one. 1-1 the count. He didn't like that call there. You could see he kind of leaned back out of the batter's box. And on the mound, you also see the Rockers pitcher out there. He's kind of kicking around right now, and Aoko swings, sends one out to left field on a fake call, and, well, it doesn't actually leave the park because there was no ball, but, funnily enough, he pretends like he just hit a home run there, here in the delay, and so with that, now we will enter a break. Hope to be back on the air relatively shortly, but I won't know, and once I get official word on what's going on, I will, of course, come back on the air, and then, after that, once I have official word on expected return time, that will come up next. This is Rafters Baseball on WFHR. I'll be back after this. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Typically, we broadcast from Green Bay. I know, I got excited. I thought when you emailed me this week, I thought, oh, maybe she's in Green Bay and wants to come in.
Yeah, I always like being in the studio. It's yeah, super fun, but you're a
totally
joy to
agree.
Talk to on the phone. And
well, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, the film is, it's very special. It's special to Madison and way beyond the musicians that contributed to the experience and the history, but it holds up.
You're
As
right.
My friend Jennifer would say, it really holds up. It's a fun film, and I can't wait for people to see it again or see it for the first time.
Where, if they can't make it to the screening, is it available to stream somewhere?
Yeah, you can go to the website.
Okay.
That's just thesmartstudiostory.com. And I believe it's a rental on Amazon or Vimeo.
Beautiful.
Yes, you can definitely watch the film.
You called Butch the fourth member of Killdozer. I thought, isn't Frank Anderson the fifth member of every band that you've ever worked with?
Yeah. Frank Anderson is what a special force that
He's
has
so
contributed.
Great.
It's similar to, I want to add, Chris Wagner and Mary Gaines. They are still active musicians. They are just a tremendous force of folk energy and well beyond, folk energy. But they were singing and playing on so many records that Butch was working on. So, layers of Madison, brilliance and beauty are really found in so many pockets of songs on vinyl and cassettes and CDs that are really special, and you would never know it.
Right.
You just go in and do something. And Butch tells a story about going into the Friendly when he was working on records because he needed backup vocals, and he'd invite a whole bunch of people at the bar over to the studio to sing. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So it was a time that it's not that the times are so different now, but it was simpler. The landscape was not, beautifully littered with so many people recording music. It was just, you went into Smart or you went to Sleepless Nights. I opened Coney Island. We were these, anchor spaces for people to come in and make records.
That's so great. It is a total Madison project. You've become totally Madison. Like you just mentioned, I was going to get a plug in for Coney Island too. You've got your own studio there now. I do have to say though, Wendy, I think I'm not a tech expert or a website expert, but I did go to your website today. You need a little help in the bio department, my friend. It says Wendy Schneider, independent musician and recording engineer living in the Midwest. Now that screams, I want to be found. Wendy, thank you so much.
Yes.
Good luck, everybody. Find tickets. Get to the Atwood Music Hall on Wednesday, July 9th. It's going to be a great night. Butch Vig will be there. Wendy Schneider will be there. And if you can't make it, check out the film, go to the website, and it's an absolute must-see, a great Wisconsin film and a great Madison film and just a great film. So thank you,
Pete.
You're welcome.
Honored to be hanging out with you again.
It's
so
always,
I hope to speak with you soon.
It's a joy to talk to you, and let's connect in Madison next time in person.
Yes, please. You're always welcome at Coney Island.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Have a great weekend, Wendy. Thanks
soon.
So much.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks, Conrad, as well.
Will do. Connor, she's thanking you as you're fading her out. So rude.
That's tough.
That was fun. Thank you to Wendy Schneider. I hope the screening goes great. I would love to be there. When I hosted a Q&A, I talked to them on PBS, but I also talked to them at the Q&A at the Barrymore, and he is so insightful. And Steve too, but I would say Butch is more front and center, but they're both so insightful when it comes to producing music, as is Wendy. She learned from two great guys. Great shows next week, folks. The guests, Tamara Dean, Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Frank Hermans, Green Bay legend, will be here in studio on Wednesday. Then Rob Thomas, Madison comic Johnny Beaner, making the popcorn pick of the week next week. And of course, Terry Barr on Friday night. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you to Wendy Schneider. Thank you to Matt Miller. Thank you for all your texts. Do we get all the texts, Conrad?
Not all of them.
Tony the Trucker. Pete, Forrest Gump is an off-the-wall, in an off-the-wall kind of way. That's fantastic. Thank you, Tony the Trucker. And Tom from New Berlin says, ooze rock. I think we'll end it on that one. Thank you, everybody. Have a great weekend. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe saying good night, Wisconsin, and happy 4th. I'll sing it to your best friend's house, mama.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour. Sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. President Trump has spent part of his day in Central Texas, where 1 week ago, the Guadalupe River rose 26 feet in less than an hour. KRLD's Chris Fox.
After a flyover of the devastation left along the Guadalupe River, President Trump and the First Lady met with first responders as they toured a massive debris field left in the path of the flooding.
I've never seen anything like it. A little narrow river that becomes a monster, and that's what happened.
They also took time to sit down with some of the families of those killed.
Our nation, we mourn for every single life that was swept away in the flood, and we pray for the families.
We are grieving with you. Our nation is grieving with you.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Troubling findings in a preliminary report of the deadly Air India plane crash last month that killed 260 people. CBS's Stacey.